The Pocket Square, an introduction. Of all the various accessories available to the gentleman, the handkerchief, or pocket square, as it's sometimes called, in the jacket's breast pocket is quite likely the least understood. What color to choose, which fabric is right, and how to fold it properly are just some of the questions that add to the apprehension of actually wearing it. In fact, look around. How many guys are actually rocking a pocket square? Most likely, you don't see a single one. Yet, I would argue that that's the whole reason for the breast pocket, is to stuff it with a pocket square. At the end of the day, the dress handkerchief doesn't have to be a mysterious and frightening item. With a little know-how and a bit of confidence and following a few simple rules, it can become a standard part of your wardrobe. So let's talk about the rules. Rule number one, the cardinal rule of dress handkerchiefs, or pocket squares, again, as they're sometimes called, is that the handkerchief is never identical to the tie. Every time I see this, I just cringe a bit because I realize that this guy probably bought it as a package and, you know, it's just, I don't know, it just screams cheap polyester to me. And anyone that, you know, if you go so far to actually rock a pocket square, you just need to realize this. And I'm not saying if you get something as a gift that, you know, you can't wear them. Just don't wear them together and you'll be a lot safer than going for the matching. And that's why white pocket squares, I think, are so great, because you never have to worry about, I mean, no one pulls off a white tie unless it's a white tie event. And then actually that is, I guess, the only case in which you could break this rule. Rule number two, one never uses a dress handkerchief for anything but show. Instead, carry a plain white cotton handkerchief in another pocket for general use. Just as a gentleman wouldn't think of using his tie to cover his nose or using his jacket to mop up a spill, so likewise he does not use his dress handkerchief for such tasks. The secondary benefit of having a handkerchief for regular use is the impression it tends to convey. It's a lost art to see a man provide a clean white handkerchief to a lady who is suddenly overcome with emotion or some other distress. One quick note, insist that the lady retain the handkerchief after she has recovered herself. The simple rule, guys, to remember is one's for showing, one's for blowing. Well, that's it for the rules. I could, I guess, add a number three, and that's simply remember to rock it. I don't put it in there, but it's just something that I think it takes a lot for a lot of guys to try to pull off. Now, if you're going to be in an environment in which you're the only guy even wearing a jacket, you can probably pull back just a bit. I understand that. And there are times that I do not wear a pocket square simply because I know I'm going to be out dressing everybody there. And I don't want to come off as, you know, just as, well, as a dandy or pretentious. But if I'm going to be in a group with other men, I can tell you, if I'm not even wearing a tie, I will outdress these other guys simply because my clothing fits me, one. And the other thing is I'm rocking that pocket square and it really stands out. It's something that draws people's attention. And that's a good thing. All right, that ends our section on the pocket square.